From Harry Hurley Way in the World's Playground to the broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
I want to congratulate my friend, Harry Hurley.
You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Ah, the stars are aligned. Everything is exactly as it is supposed to be. I am here. You are there. Dr. Barn is here on our special Hurley in the Morning Newsmaker Hotline, and he's a great doctor. We've had the privilege to interview Dr. Kulpreet Barn on several occasions in the past, a distinguished cardiologist, the director of the heart failure program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Very important topic this half hour as Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Barn and a really important discussion on what is heart failure, and a lot of content will be shared with you. And give us a chance. We'll get out running, and then you come in with any of your questions at 609-407-1450. That's 609-407-1450. And we'll keep the questions relative to the topic, which today is heart failure. What is heart failure? Dr. Barn, his residency, internal medicine, University at Buffalo School of Medicine, Buffalo, New York. Specialty training, cardiology, Geisinger Medical Center, Pennsylvania. Advanced heart failure, circulatory support, cardiac transplant fellowship, Baylor College of Medicine, Texas Heart Institute, St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Houston, Texas. Board certified, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that a quintessential or something like that? Threat, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiology, echocardiography, cardiac CT imaging, nuclear cardiology, and the good doctor, as people in his profession have, they have special interests, advanced heart failure, LVAD, heart transplantation, pulmonary hypertension. Dr. Barn, welcome back. Welcome to your program, sir. How are you?
Good to be back. How are you?
Really well, and it is good to have you here this morning. Right up front.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Do you hear me good?
Perfect.
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you well.
Yeah, and we hear you perfect. We won't bury the lead, Dr. Barn. What is heart failure?
Well, heart failure is a general term that we apply to couple all the end results of all the heart diseases. So heart failure basically is when the heart doesn't pump enough blood to your body and your tissues are not getting enough oxygen because of that, and then you have symptoms. And that could be two types, where one is where the heart just doesn't pump properly because of the diseases that affect the heart, or it could be that the heart doesn't relax properly. Because it doesn't relax, it doesn't fill properly, so thus the forward flow is not there. So there are two types of heart failures, depending on the diseases, infections, or that can lead to different types of heart failure, but the general term is to encompass both of those types of heart failure.
Dr. Barn, how common is heart failure?
Well, in the United States, about 6 million people are living with heart failure, so it's a very common disease process, and it's a disease of the elderly. As you get into your 60s, 70s, and it's becoming more prevalent, the incidence is increasing, so it's a very prevalent disease. If you look at any of the hospital discharges in the United States, the most common discharge, one of the most common discharge diagnoses is decompensated heart failure. So it's a very common disease, and it's a disease of the elderly, and it puts a lot of burden on our health system because of this.
What does it mean? Time is yours, Dr. Barn. What does it mean to be diagnosed with heart failure?
Well, usually when you're when you start having symptoms like shortness of breath, your legs fill up with fluid and they swell up, you feel tired, fatigued, usually you'll end up getting the workup, and if you're diagnosed with, like I said, when the heart doesn't pump or doesn't relax, that's the syndrome that we say heart failure. So what that means is that you have symptoms of heart failure, and then you need to get appropriate treatment for that.
Who's more prone to getting heart failure disease?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, usually it's a disease of the elderly. As you get older, your chance of this happening is higher. It's also patients who have diabetes, high blood pressure, also people who have heart blockages, as well as if you have bad habits like smoking and heavy alcohol use or drug abuse. So these are usually the risk factors that lead to, that increase your chance of having heart failure compared to someone who doesn't smoke or drink or doesn't have high blood pressure or diabetes. So if you have those high risk features, you should, and if you have symptoms, you should definitely seek testing and make sure that you do not have heart failure.
Dr. Barn, are there symptoms that could tip people off that they are dealing with this? What are the symptoms?
Absolutely. I think your heart is like an engine. When the engine is working fine, you press on the gas pedal, you go 90 miles an hour. And when the engine isn't working fine, no matter how much you push, you can't go more than 30 miles an hour. And similar thing happens in your body. So when your heart is normal, you know, you can go up a flight of stairs, you can play tennis, you can, you can walk as much as you want, and you don't feel short of breath or tired or fatigued. But when the heart starts to fail, those same activities, you'll be more short of breath, you'll feel tired, you'll feel fatigued. And some people, when they start retaining fluid, your legs will swell up, you'll have a hard time laying flat. So if you're having symptoms similar to that or things you could do before, and you can't do anymore, that's a red flag. Now, keep in mind, there are other diseases that can mimic heart failure symptoms, too. So really, if you're having these symptoms, that doesn't mean you definitely have heart failure. That means that you need to seek a provider and go under the appropriate testing and make sure, get an echocardiogram and get blood work done, make sure that you do not have heart failure that's causing those symptoms.
Is there something about the symptoms of heart failure that differ from other diseases?
The symptoms of heart failure can generally mimic other diseases. So there's no specific symptom that you can say is definitely only from heart failure, because your leg swelling can happen from liver diseases, kidney problems, your shortness of breath can happen from other reasons. So that's why I say a lot of these symptoms that you will experience can mimic other diseases. And oftentimes when patients come to me for second, third opinion, that has happened where the providers were looking at something else and they weren't looking at the heart and it was misdiagnosed. So I think getting to a good provider who can sort of diagnosis is very important. But there's no specific symptom that's only to heart failure. In fact, I would go the other way around. There are symptoms that can confuse you to think that you have other diseases, but yet you have heart failure, especially like fatigue. Some patients will not have those traditional symptoms. They'll just feel tired all the time. People can chalk it up to, oh, you're out of shape and other things, but you really should go to a provider, get a physical exam, get testing done, and rule things out.
We are visiting with the distinguished doctor, Colpreet Barn, a talented cardiologist, and he is the director of Deborah Heart and Lung Center's Heart Failure Program, and that is the topic this half hour of this episode of Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And a reminder to schedule an appointment. Many times we know that when you're listening to these great experts impart their wisdom, sometimes you feel like they're just speaking directly to your current situation, and you say, wow, everything he's saying, I've been suffering in silence here. Everything he's saying, I've been living with. Do not suffer in silence. Do not wait. Give a call, 609-893-6611. If you want to speak to someone over the phone, you can request an appointment by dialing that number, 609-893-6611, or go right to the website. Any smartphone, any digital device, you can go right to demanddeborah.org, and the request appointment link is right there, the hyperlink. Very important. If you want to email, mail to ask@deborah.org as well. We continue with today's topic on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Barn, and it is, what is heart failure? Are there stages of heart failure?
So, there are two types of heart failure. One is when the heart doesn't pump properly, and one when it doesn't relax properly. Generally, when the heart doesn't pump properly, we divide you into stages. Stage A means that you have risk factors, but you don't have any problems yet. And stage D is a severe form where you need a heart transplant or a heart pump, and stage B and C sort of in between. So we do stage the low EF heart failure. And then also we have functional class where we look at your symptoms and decide how bad things are. If you're having no symptoms or minimal symptoms, you think of you as class one. And if you're short of breath at rest, we think of you class four, and two and three is in between. So yes, we do classify you into stages and New York Heart Association functional class. And the reason we do that is because it's for a few reasons. One is it tells us severity of your heart failure. It also tells us how to target the heart failure better. What do you need more? If you're stage D, you need focus more on LVAD transplant. If you're stage A, you need to focus more on your risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, and also gives us prognosis. It tells me how your next 3 years are going to be. So we can tell you how serious your condition is. So we like to stage you because it helps us treat you, let you know where you are in your disease process, and hopefully get you to the right treatment options.
Dr. Barn, there's a lot of important information that you have imparted that you will continue to impart as the program continues. We're not even at the halfway point yet. And if any of our listeners have a question relative to heart failure, 609-407-1450, please don't be shy. Have your equivalent of sort of an on-air consult of sorts. And then, of course, if it's something that would involve referring you to Deborah, we'll give you all the contact information throughout the program, how you can schedule an appointment. But call in if there's something you're dealing with, a question that you have about heart failure, 609-407-1450. Our phone lines are open so that you have an opportunity as well to speak to Dr. Barn. This is one of the most important questions on this topic because someone that's dealing with this clearly would want to know, can heart failure be reversed? Can heart failure be cured? Or if you have heart failure, is it a permanent situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And fortunately, there are scenarios where we can reverse the damage to your heart. With let it be, if it's not relaxing properly, you're not pumping properly. And there are certain infections. There are certain, sometimes we can fix the heart blockage. Sometimes it happens due to irregular heart rhythms. So those type of heart failures are reversible and treatable, and that's why it's very important, as I keep coming back to this, if you're having symptoms, to immediately seek help and see a provider, because whatever you're suffering from, A, it could be treated, and second, it could be cured. And delaying may take that option away. And also, there's no downside of getting yourself examined. It's an office visit, a couple of simple tests that don't hurt you in any way, some blood work, and it can really, really change your life and your symptoms, and perhaps figure out something that could be reversed. So yes, there are certain heart failure and diseases that can be, if we treat them and target them, we can reverse the damage to the heart muscle.
This sounds like I'm Captain Obvious, but I'm not wearing the red blazer, but I think it's still an important question, even though it sounds so obvious, and I'm not wearing a beard. But I am going to pose the question, and it is this. Early detection in almost everything we ever talk about, and we've been doing your show, TV, and radio for almost 30 years, almost everything that we talk about is early detection is obviously optimal, better results potentially, and all of this. With heart failure, is someone getting to you at the earliest possible time in their best interests?
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's just like, I hate to use the analogy, but it is similar. It's sort of like having cancer. The sooner you get diagnosed and the earlier the stage, we can perhaps help you or prolong the delay, the complications. So definitely 30 years ago or 40 years ago, if you were diagnosed with heart failure, you pretty much died within 2 years. And with the new medications that we have, over the last two decades, different medications, pacemakers, defibrillators, heart pumps, you can really live years and decades, especially if you get diagnosed early and get put on these medications early. So absolutely, I think with the newer studies that are coming out, the death from heart failure has dropped. It's still significant, but has improved significantly to 30 years ago. So absolutely, I think getting early diagnosis has many benefits. You get on the medications, it can delay your progression. And something, like I said earlier, we can also sometimes trigger things that can reverse the damage to the heart muscle. So no doubt, early diagnosis is in the best interest of the patient.
Such important information, Dr. Barn. We take only one break during the Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents program, and it is right here, it is right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. When we come back, We will come back with Dr. Kulpreet Barn, who is a distinguished doctor, cardiologist, the director of the heart failure program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And the next item we're going to be talking about is what type of quality of life can a person have with heart failure? That's coming up. I think the doctor sort of touched on it with some of the advances and longevity and some of that. But it's still a standalone question, though, because what is your quality? Existing is one thing, quality of life altogether another. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It is Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Barn telling you all about what is heart failure.
Early in the morning, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and on the WPG Talk Radio app. Does it? This is Hurley in the Morning.
Yeah, Harry Hurley. That is a great name.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and WPGTalkRadio.com.
And I thank my dad for it. We are visiting with Dr. Barn. We're talking about heart failure on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. To schedule an appointment at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, 609-893-6611. They're on the web at demanddeborah.org, so you can request an appointment. There's a very clear hyperlink right there on the website to request an appointment. Demanddeborah.org, 609-893-6611, and they're in Browns Mills, New Jersey. I take the trip several times a year. Very pleasant, easy to get to. You don't often hit a lot of traffic. There's nice back roads to get right from this portion of the state in southern New Jersey to Trenton Road in Browns Mills, New Jersey. Very easy trip, 200 Trenton Road in Browns Mills, New Jersey. Dr. Barn, in terms of the quality of life that somebody that's dealing with, living with heart failure, what kind of quality of life are we talking about?
Well, if, you know, once again, it comes back to the diagnosis, when you were diagnosed, what stage you are. But usually, if you get diagnosed at an earlier stage where we diagnose you early and put you on the right medications, people can have, routine lives. We take care of people who are engineers, doctors, gym teachers, construction workers. They can still work. And I always give the example of, even in a severe case, when our vice president, Dick Cheney, had a heart pump, he was running the country. And so certainly if you seek care and come to the right team and get on the right treatment plan, you can certainly live a normal life. It's not necessarily a death sentence. On the flip side, if you don't come and you keep delaying things, things can progress very, very, very fast, and you can have organ damage, and sometimes it's not reversible, and you can even, it can lead to a person dying. So, absolutely, I think if you get diagnosed early, get on the right medications, you can lead a very normal life and not necessarily a death sentence.
Dr. Barn, talk about the diet options relative to someone with heart failure and exercise options.
So usually we recommend, that's a great point, a diet and fluid management is one of the, core of our treatment plan, because, we can give you all the medications in the world, but if you don't watch your diet and fluids, you're not going to be successful. So usually what we recommend is a low-salt diet, and also we restrict your fluid. You can't just have a gallon of water because, we got to balance your fluid in your body. So that's very important. As far as exercise, I usually recommend, 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise, or walking, or light running, or swimming, or whatever you can do, 30 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. That's usually the exercise regimen we recommend.
If you have a question for Dr. Barn, 609-407-1450. And the topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center is, what is heart failure? In terms of the physician that you choose, of course, I'm recommending Deborah Heart and Lung Center unconditionally, but who should you see for heart failure?
Yeah, if you're having symptoms, if you live in our region or our area, please obviously make an appointment and come to Deborah. If you're having those symptoms, we'll see you at Deborah, run the tests that are necessary, such as blood work, simple tests that don't hurt you in any way, that would just get a surface echo, perhaps a chest x-ray, and then physical exam and history, and we can quickly diagnose you if you have heart failure. And then if you do have it, then we have a team here of nurse practitioners, myself, where we get you on the right medications, get you on the right treatment plan, education on diet and exercise. And usually patients, if they follow the treatment plan, usually resume their normal life at that point. So I think making an appointment at a regional heart failure center such as ours is very important. That's usually the next step, and we'll walk you through that.
So I'm going to speak on behalf of a listener right now and just say, what are the questions, Dr. Barn, that I should ask the provider that's treating me?
Yeah, so if you do get, if you have a provider that's treating you, I do recommend that if you see a cardiologist or internal medicine doctor and they tell you you have heart failure, I think at some point you should definitely get a consultation with an advanced heart failure cardiologist. It doesn't have to be, if you're not that sick, if you're stage A or B, it doesn't have to be emergently right then and there. But I think a one visit with an advanced heart failure cardiologist is definitely important, because I always give, I think I've given this example on your radio show before too, just like a musician looks at the piano differently, an advanced heart failure cardiologist always looks at a heart failure patient differently as compared to a cardiologist or internal medicine doctor. So I think if you hear the word by your internal medicine doctor or your cardiologist or your local community cardiologist that you have heart failure, I think seeking to a regional experienced advanced heart failure cardiologist at least once to just make sure they look over your case is very important. And now, on the other side, if you're starting to get a lot of symptoms, you keep getting hospitalized to a hospital, or you're more short of breath and the medications aren't working and you're improving, then you definitely need to seek an advanced heart failure cardiologist, because, as I said before, we look at a patient with heart failure totally differently than a cardiologist or internal medicine doctor.
For our listeners who are dealing with heart failure and heart failure issues, one of the things I can say about Deborah Heart and Lung Center, you have a team approach that you do. Dr. Barn, tell your listeners about the team approach available at Deborah Heart and Lung Center.
Yeah, that's you bring up a very good point. One of the beauties of coming to Deborah is that it's a one-stop shop. Once you enter our door, you will not need to go to another center for treatment for advanced heart failure, because we have an extensive team in every single discipline. We have an excellent surgical team that if you need a surgeon, we have excellent interventional and electrophysiology team. In English, what that means is those are the doctors that take care of the electrical work or the plumbing of the heart. And then, of course, we have our advanced heart failure team, as well as if you need any specialized procedures. Essentially, Deborah is a one-stop shop. So once you come through our doors, depending on what you need, we can definitely guide you through the appropriate treatment plans. And especially advanced heart failure, we usually have to touch different specialties, because a lot of these people with weak hearts or the hearts don't relax need other procedures or other treatments that are done by other team members such as surgeons, interventionalists, and electrophysiologists. And at Deborah, we are really a one-stop shop.
Dr. Barn, in terms of second opinions after being diagnosed with heart failure, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so if you, once again, I come back to that. If you are, if you have heart failure and still having symptoms, you're still struggling to get through your day, I think getting an opinion from an advanced heart failure cardiologist is very important. I cannot stress that enough, because for two reasons. One, hopefully they can look at your case and change your therapy to make you feel better. And secondly, appropriately diagnose you that if you're progressing and you need a heart transplant or heart pump, that you get to that therapy at the right time, because delaying will eliminate that option, because once your heart starts to fail, your organs start to get damaged inside. And then if we see this very often, patients come to us a year into their symptoms, and now it's too late. We cannot help them because their organs are shutting down.
Wow.
So I think getting a timely referral, especially if you're having symptoms, I can't stress that enough. You're still short of breath, if you're still fatigued, tired, and you have heart failure, and you're on the quote-unquote right treatment therapy, you really need to seek an advanced heart failure cardiologist. I cannot stress that enough. And there's no downside to it, right? It's just a quick consultation. And if we agree with the treatment plan, we keep going. But if there's something we can help you with or improve, there's no downside of just making an appointment and seeing us.
We're going to try to get two calls in with Dr. Barn on heart failure. Let's go to the first, and we'll do our best to get the second caller in as well. So hang in there on the phone lines. You're on the air with Dr. Barn. Go right ahead.
Morning, Harry. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Dr. Barnes, this failure. Do you have a regular heart rate? Would your veins in your left wrist disappear? I was having a polygemity.
Say that again.
Would the veins disappear?
Have,
I have I'm symptomatic. I have a regular heart rate. I have no edema, anything like that. I have fatigue and a little bit short of breath, but I can lay flat. It's just my concern about the veins disappear in my left wrist when I have these spells of this arrhythmia.
So you're, from what I'm hearing, you're having a regular heartbeat?
Right, and the veins disappear in my left wrist.
Yeah, so I think if your pulse is weak, yeah. So I think, absolutely. Do you have a cardiologist you see, or do you see somebody on a regular basis?
No, I go to the VA. I have an appointment March 31st.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
I think if you're having, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're also having a little bit of shortness of breath, you said?
She did, yes.
Yes, but I can lay flat, though. Not all the time, but symptoms.
Yeah, so, you know, irregular heartbeats can be a minor issue. It could be a serious thing. So really the next step is, at least in our institution, is we'll do some basic testing, look at the heart, make sure the heart is okay, and get an echocardiogram, and, of course, examine you and get an EKG. So I think may not be a bad idea for you to check in with us and come in for an appointment because you have some concerning symptoms with the irregular heartbeat and a little bit of shortness of breath. I think, as I just was mentioning before, there's no downside of making sure we're not missing anything. So I think if I was you,
right,
make an appointment with the cardiology or a heart failure, and then we can see you and run some tests.
Are you 173?
They're on...
we're in Brownsville, New Jersey.
On Trenton Road.
Oh, Brownsville. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, doctor, very much.
All right, Dee, I'm going to give you the number so you have it, and I would definitely take Dr. Barnup on his suggestion there because, I mean, you're experiencing symptoms of some kind, so you don't want to mess with that, and I don't know that you want to wait till March 31st either on February 13th. 609-621-2080 is the scheduling department. 609-621-2080. You are on the air with Dr. Barn. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to ask Dr. Barnes about some of the problems with peripheral artery disease.
Okay. I mean, it's a little off the top. Go ahead.
So, it's a very important question.
Good.
So, at Deborah, we have a very extensive, we have a very experienced endovascular team that specializes in peripheral vascular disease. So depending on your symptoms, what you need, just medications versus stents or revascularization, we have an endovascular clinic here that specializes in people like that. So I think it'll depend on what your symptoms are. If you're having, when you walk and you're having cramps in your legs, they'll try to get you on medications. In some cases, you need a procedure to get a stent put in so you can get more blood flow to your legs. And then if you have severe cases where you have ulcers in your foot or damage to your foot, then we go straight ahead to revascularization if possible. So I think if you're having symptoms, once again, it's the similar concept. You should make an appointment with our endovascular clinic and come in and let them evaluate you. And then depending on your symptoms and where you are, they'll offer you the appropriate treatment options.
And let me remind our gentle lady listener caller that this is such an important topic that every year, at least once, sometimes more than once, we do a whole focused 30 minutes on just PAD, and Deborah Heart and Lung Center has an annual PAD screening day, which we will give you a lot of notice about in the run-up to it. But in advance of that, 609-621-2080, you can call the scheduling department. And I want to make sure, though, because I jumped in quick and we started talking about it, did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask Dr. Barn?
No, I just wanted some discussion regarding it.
Okay. I think you got a really good, quick tutorial in the few minutes that Dr. Barnes spent, and we will do more, I promise you, on the program. We do a whole, just like today, we're focusing specifically on what is heart failure. We do an entire program every year, and usually more than once, on peripheral arterial disease that most people know as PAD. So we'll keep you apprised there. And again, if you feel that you are dealing with that right now, give a call, 609-621-2080. I knew this was going to go fast. I'm already on a minute of overtime for you, Doc. I want to respect your time. One last question, if you could sort of, and then in a closing comment that you'd like to make, we want to get you out sort of on time if we can. This seems also like something that sounds obvious, but your expertise will be guided accordingly on this, and that is relative to treatment. Today, the treatment protocol might be this, this, and this, but over time, that's probably going to change, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, before I miss the person who called about the PAD, I just want to reinforce that if you're having symptoms, you or your family member, whoever you're asking about, please do not wait for our screening, yearly screening. Just please get an appointment in because you don't want to, we don't want to sit on something serious.
Absolutely.
So please make that appointment. And the other point I wanted to, for yes, of course, there's in the heart rate world, a lot of treatment options have come over the last 10 years, and we're getting better. There are newer medications, newer devices that are coming down the pike. And fortunately, in our region, Deborah offers all those therapies now under one roof. So, once again, if you're suffering from heart failure, my last words will be, if you're suffering from heart failure and you have a diagnosis of heart failure and you're struggling, please do not hesitate to make an appointment with our advanced heart failure team. So we can look at your case and offer you all that's out there and hopefully make your quality of life better and make you live a better life so you don't have to suffer.
For our listeners, to schedule an appointment, demanddeborah.org to request an appointment or call 609-621-2080. That's 609-621-2080 directly to the scheduling department. As you always do, Dr. Barn, tremendous job, such important information, and in some people's cases listening right now, potentially life-saving information. To be proactive, please make the call or go on the website, demanddeborah.org, or call 609-621-2080. For this episode of Deborah Heart and Lung Center, we put a cap on What is Heart Failure with our distinguished doctor, Dr. Barn. Dr. Barn, until we meet again, have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for all you do. 38 minutes past the hour. Thanks for the overtime, Dr. Barn.